And Daf Yutesamad Aleph.
We had heard a memory of Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Rabbi Yehuda Marav had said, Ha'imel Shtar Amon Huzeh Einei Nemon. So we were trying to figure out who said the statement and why he isn't Nemon. So we hear that Tadon the Gemara could be the Edom said the statement. So the Gemara had asked, so how's it speaking about? Either Ksav Yodom Yoitzim Mokim Acha Pshita Doloi Mehemne. How can they say Amun Hoyad Vareinu? Ve Ida Ein Ksav Yodom Yoitzim Mokim Acha Amai Loi Mehemne. So why aren't they talking Nemo? So we had two Mahalchim of the Gemara. Rav is Mahalach, Abai is Mahalach. And now we have a third mahalach in the Gemara. Ravashi Yoma. La'olam dekomri Edom. It is speaking about that the Edom said that Ksav Yodainu. But the Edom said, the Edom are saying that Amon Nehoyed Vareinu. And the Edom Ksav Yodam Yoytim Imokemacha. Udeka Amred Amai Loi Mehemni. So why ain't they Nemen? What is this different than Anusim Ayinu, Ktanim Ayinu? Kide Rav Kahane, the Omar Rav Kahane, also loy le Odom she yishe shtar amone besoich beisoich. That a person is not permitted to hold a shtar amone in his house, mishum shenem al tashkein bolecho avla. This is an avla to hold a shtar that the shtar is meyed an halvo, and there never was halvo. V'omar Rav Sheshes v'reide Rav Idi, so just like there's an Yisrael, for the malve to hold the shtar, Shma minobi de Rav Kahane, Eidim she'omru amono hoyed v'reinu ein amonim, so they're also not nemon, my time even the avlo who are avlo leichosni. People don't, it's an avlo to hold such a star, so it's an avlo to chasman such a star. Let us see, Rashi, v'omar Rav Sheshes Garsinen, a avlo leichosni, v'chi omri chosamnu, ein amonim l'arshia esatzmon. It's a maise resha, and they're not believed.
What does Taisva say? Avla loichosmi, v'ho de koisvin shtar leloi ve'afal pi she'ein mal ve'imoi. So Taisva asks, the din is, you're allowed to write a shtar leloi ve'afal pi she'ein mal ve'imoi. So, even though they didn't see the halvo, haino le'moyschoi leloi ve'veloi le'malve. He says, here, to give it over to the loiver, there's no problem. But to give it over to the malver, that the malver, even though it seems, even though the loiver told them to give it over to the malver, but if they're giving it over to the malver, and the malver, so they're chasming on a shtar b'daya to give it over to the malver, so that's an avlet. Because the malva himself is not permitted to hold it. Every minute he holds it in his house, he's Ivanisa Tashkin Belecha Avlo. So Mamela Tachasma Ashtar to be given over to the malva. It seems they're giving it over to the malva. So we say Smentosis. Aina le moisroi le loive the loy le malva. If they're giving Tosis vice to his claw, that they're giving it over to the malve, and if they're giving it over to the malve, so it's not proper, it's not the right thing to do, and it goes into the category of in Oda Meisim Atzmeirosh. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Omar Rabbi Yeshua Melevi, Osa Leila Odom Sheyishe Shtar Parua B'Seich Beisoy. A person is not to hold a permitted to hold a shtar perua b'seich beisei, b'shum shenema al tashkein b'olech avla. So he says the pasuk is going on a shtar perua. B'marov v'mishmei derav omri, Im oven biyotcha achikeyu ze shtar amone u shtar pasim. But that one should the achikeyu. You should not have a shtar amone u shtar pasim. See in a minute what this is. Valtashkin belecha avlo ze shtar porua. So we have here the last two manda omrim of Yeshua ben Levi. And b'marove mishmei derav that said al tashkin b'lech avro is going on a shtar porua, and we heard Rav Kahane had said that it's going on a shtar amone. So the Gemara says man da omar shtar porua, the man da omar that says the one is not permitted to hold a shtar porua, koshken shtar amone. Man da omar shtar amone, but Rav Kahane that said that the posuk is speaking about a shtar amone, avo shtar porua loy. The zimnim de mashilei apshita de safre. Because he's holding the shtar porua because he wants to get paid for the money that it costs to pay the seifer. And really, this is the loyver's obligation. And sometimes, Bishas alvo, the loive did not pay for these heitzoes. So the malve was holding it till the loive pays him for these heitzoes. Let us see Rashi. Al pshita de safri, shal ha loive liten schar ha seifa, upaomim she'en loy. V'nois ne ha malve. So the malve lays out the money for the schar of the sefer, v'chayze v'goyvay mimenu b'shas peroin, and b'shas peroin he wants it back. U'mahaki v'shtar olof, and he holds the shtar. I won't give you back the shtar till you'll pay me for the pshita de safra. Now let us see Tosfos. Im oven biyotcha achikeyu ze shtar pasim ushtar amone. The hochi mashme loshen oven the mikore have sheker. That's a taich oven. Oven the targum for taich is sheker. So the whole shtar is a sheker. A shtar pasim is pshat is that the malve wants to give an impression that he has money, which he doesn't. So he asks the loive, he's mefayis the loive, there's no loive, I want you to give me a shtar, you owe me $10,000. And then when it comes to a shidduch or something else, so he just shows off what this one owes them $10,000, this one owes them $5,000, So it's successful in giving this impression. That's a shtar pasim. And a shtar amone is the other way around, that the loiva gave the shtar for the malve, eventually, or if he'll need, he'll want to borrow money from him. So it's also, but lemaisa, there was no halvo yet. So this is called sheker. This is an oven. So here the pasuk says, "Ki oven biyot im oven biyotcha hachikeyu, al tashkein belecha avlo ze shtar porua sheatohu avlo." It's not sheker; it's an avlo. Avo mikora have emes. That's why it's not called oven; it's called an avlo to continue holding it. Zimnim de mashilei apshiti de safre. So Tosfos has a very interesting pshat in the Gemara. That maybe he held it because of pshita de safre, bal yidei oiso shehiye, now because he was holding it as pshita de safre, ishtelei shehuse pam acheres. The lashon of Tosfos is not too clear, but the Tosfos HaRosh is a little clearer. Mishteli l'shahoysoi achashepor loy pshita de safre. That means he was holding it already. he's holding it. The Yon has to pay him. He owes him $5 for the Maya Seifer. And then he meets him in the street, and he gives him the $5, finished. But then he forgot already. He keeps on holding the shtar. So one man the Yoma holds, there's no Avla. Since he was permitted to hold it, to be goyve the pshita, the safre, so later that he forgot, so that's already hamshoche from the pshita, the safre, from the mele, now he forgot. By the oise she ishtelalei, the sort of tais rashi, the shoisei ache shepogelei pshita, the safre, hilkach le kogelei avle. That means he was permitted to hold it. He wasn't mechuyev to give it back to him when he paid up to choy, because he still owes him $5. So even though he paid him up to $5, already, now he forgot already about giving back the shtar. So it's not called a navle. Oman de yomar shtar porua, o yiloy li zoya. As soon as he gave him the $5, he should give him it back. Avol ein laforeish de mishum shehi yoso yapshita de safre korele avle de ma posha. So Taisus is saying a very interesting pshat, which is not pashtus of the Gemara. Taisus is saying that zicha is permitted to hold the shtar till he pays him up to $5. That's no shaila about it. You owe me $5. I laid out money for the shtar, so even though the shtar is an atom bomb, I mean, the shtar says you owe me $10,000, but that's zicha, that's no shaila whatsoever. You zicha permitted to hold the shtar till you get the $5. Now the shaila is, if you continued holding it after you got paid the $5, is that called an avla or not? It was by you, you forgot it already. That's how Tosfos learns pshat. The Ran is chelek on Tosfos. The Ran seems to say, I mean, Tosfos had to say this because Tosfos held the zicha no avla to hold the shtar apshita the safra. So al kochach, you have to say, the machloikis is, if it was nimshach ha-shehiyah after this tfisa, because of pshita the safra. The Ran davov mit beis bedaf yarif. The Ran says, also la odom, the second Ibra Maschel, also la odom she yishe shtar perua besoich beisoi, loimi boi shtar amonados, afil shtar perua, sab lemrini demotzi le kuvei al pshita de safra. I don't say he's permitted to hold it up sheet of the safra. Shall Allah be in schar safe upon Mishael live a nice name alba, but he's the guy will live in Mishael's paroim. Fafo peeking, hey, we'll lock him as a star bishvilze. He's not allowed to hold the bishvil sheet of the safra. That's the machloikis. That we have a machloikis over here. If this is called a navla, are you allowed to hold it? If you're not allowed to hold it. So, that's how the Ran learns. And the Taisus Arid also seems to learn like that, like the Ran. That it's also. But Agavuch in the Taisus Ritz has a very interesting vote. V'davke apshite de safre pligi. Are you allowed to hold it? Not allowed to hold it. Avol im chayev loik tzas min achoyv. What happens if he was a $10,000 choyv? He paid him $999 from the choyv. $9,999 from the choyv. But he owes him yet a dollar from the choyv. Lekim an de polig she yochol la shoysei etzlei ad she yifren. That's no shayla. You didn't pay me up for the choyv? You forget about it. Bein tzorich lichtem loy shoyvek de shiei loy kof of shifren. That's no shayla whatsoever. That means, kol's man, you don't pay up the choyv, I don't have to return the shtar. That's for sure. There's a machlikis amayroim, if you have to return it. If he did pay up the choyv, but he owes him zaitike money for pshita de saf. Itma, sefer she'enay muge, omer abami, Ad lamed yoim muta lishahoysoi, mikan ve'ilach osa lashahoysoi. Yishum shenema al tashkein ba'olecha avlo. So Sefer Sheni Muge, Teire, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Muge mean Toye Sheboy. So it seems there's Toyes in the Sefer, and they bring down Huadina Gemara, Shulchan Aruch. It's Sheni Muge, so you're not allowed to hold it more than 31 days. But the 31st day you have to, you're not told the 30 days. Ad lamed yoy muta the shahisai. So others say, because al tashkein stam shchune is lamed yoy. So till 30 days, but not 30 days in Gansen, that's muta. But when it's 30 days, al tashkein stam shchune is shloishim yoy. Or others say in the Shita Mekebet says, al is gematria lamed aleph. Al tashkein. That for 31 days it's not allowed to be by you. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma Rav Nachman, Eidim she'omru amona hoyu dvoreinu, ein nemonim. Moido hoyu dvoreinu, ein nemonim. Mar barab ashi omar, amona hoyu dvoreinu, ein nemonim. Meido hoyu dvoreinu nemonim, maitai mahai niten likosev, vahai loy niten likosev. Now we have a very lumdish gemara. Let us see Rashi. We have a machlokes, Rav Nachman and Marba Rav Ashi. Rav Nachman said, Eidim harsumim bishtar, v'omru amono hoyu dvoreinu. Loy hilvo klum. The Malva never lent him any mono. Ela kosavnu loy, we wrote the shtar for the Malva, lichshi yitztarech yalve loy. When he'll need it, he'll lend him the money. Vize and the loyve, shibid loy nechosov miyachshov im yilve. Afilulach elzman. Now there's another problem. There's a problem, forget about the Avla Shaboy, L'chayre, it's a Shtar Mugdim, that means if he's not lending him money now, so Meila Filo later when he lends him money, but do you use a Shtar Mugdim? The Shtar says that they write in the Shtar, this man, Chsimis Ashtar, and the Havo was later. So Rashi says, that's no problem. Zeh Shibid Loi Nechosov Me'achshov, Im yilve afilu la'achazman. He was meshabed in the chosim. Either Rashi means it's a shtar akne yoso, that there was a kinyan written, that they made a kinyan chalipin at the shibed eschal right now. Or you say, eidu v'chsumim zochaloi. Al kaponim, if there'll be a halvo, so then the shibud will be chal mishas mesiris hashtar to the malva, which was the day of the chsimet. The lav mugdim lehevi litrav shalai kedin. Yeah. So there's no shaila of mugdim. Meidoi hoye dvareinu. Bafal pikein de nat nemon. Meidoi hoye dvareinu. Im shtar mechahu. Va omru eidim hachsumim boy hamoicher mosa meido befoneinu.
That means Adam come and say as follows. They relate. This is we'll see in Taisvis, but we'll just chaperay some Taisvis. But speaking about Engsav Yodam Yoytzim Imokemacha, we wrote the Shtar Mecha, we wrote the Shtar Amone, and but. By Shtar Amone, they're saying it's a Shtar Amone. It wasn't a Halvo. This was given over to the Malve without a Halvo. By Ashtar Mecha, they're saying as follows. This is Ashtar Mecha. This was written from the Moicha. But I have to tell you something. Before we wrote the Shtar, the Moicha told us a Yediyah as follows. He told us that Lemaise, he doesn't want to sell the karka. He's forced to sell the karka. So Mameo, that's why he's writing the Shtar Mecha. So he was Meisa Meido Befoneinu, that the Mechir is Boinis. So that's Mevatel the Mekach. If he's Meisa Meido to the Edom, before he tells them to write a shtar mecha, so we know that this shtar was done, was written, and given over mitay chaynis. So that's what the Edim are telling us now. So memele, it's true, we chas medan de shtar, but it was an amone, he never borrowed any money, or the mekach wasn't chal. So on both cases, ein nemonim, they are not believed. The loy osi al peh umorale l'shtore. So Rashi says, lomdus of Rav Nachman, that bal peh, they are saying that the shtar is apostle shtar. That means they chasmed on the shtar. And they are saying that the shtar is, that means that even though the shtar is meyed on halvo, even though the shtar is meyed on mekach, they're saying, but there wasn't a halvo, there wasn't a mekach. They chasmed on the shtar, and now they are saying that even though we chasmed on the shtar, and even though looking at the shtar is meyed on halvo and mekach, but we're telling you, bal peh, that there wasn't a mekach and there wasn't halvo. So Rav Nachman holds, loy osi al peh umorah le l'shtore. And we'll see klarer in Tosfos exactly what this means. Now, on this shtick teure of Rav Nachman, mar bar Rav Ashi is chaylik. This shtick teure of loy osi al peh umorah le l'shtore doesn't hold. But he holds that if it's loyniten likosev, so then there's a difference between niten likosev and loyniten likosev. If it's meido niten leidem lichtev es hashtar, they're permitted to write the shtar, ki lahatzel ha'onus mi'onsoi. He says he's forced to sell the carcass. Adrabba, we'll write a shtamaker. You're permitted to write it. It's not called you're writing an avle, an oven. Forget, you're allowed to do it. And now I'm being megalit to Bezdin that it's, but the shtar was written mitoich oynis. So they didn't do any avle. So they're nemon to say, meidoho yedvareinu. Amone loiniten li kosev. They had no right to write such a shtar. The avla avoy. B'chi omru chosamnu mashvi l'nafshayu rishoy. So they're saying they did a ma'ase resha by chasming on such a shtar. Bein odom neman losim atzmoi roshim. So we have over here a machloikis, Rav Nachman and Marba Rav Ashi, when they're not neman and why they're not neman. He says, Rav Nachman says the reason, maybe from another Mesim Atzmei Roshe, could be Rav Nachman doesn't hold. An Amone could be is not something that when one chasmets it becomes poseleidis. It's an avla and it's not nice and it's not proper. But could be, he doesn't hold that they wouldn't be Nemanot in other Mesim Atzmei Roshe. He says there's a different lomdus. Loyosi al peh umore l'shtore. And this applies say by a amone and say by a meido. And Marba Rav Ashi doesn't hold of this chesaron whatsoever. So the only case they won't be nemon is by amone because there it's a avlo lechsimi of a meido since it's nitan likosev. So they are nemon. Let us see Tosfos. Omar Rav Nachman Edim Sheomru Amono Hoyu Dvoreinu Ein Amonim. So Tosfos says, Al Kochoch Be'en Ksav Yodom Yoitzim Imokim Acher Ayri. It's here speaking about Ein Ksav Yodom Yoitzim Imokim Acher. Ein Ksav Yodom Yoitzim Imokim Acher. So Pshite, Dochi Porch Leel, by Amone, the Gemara asked Akasha, we had a member of him, Abiyudah Marav,
that Edim, that Amon Hoyd Vareinim ain't in Amonim, so the Gemara said, who's saying this? If the Edim are saying this, if Ksav Yodim Yaitzim Okemache, Pshita, then that Nemot. That means, does he have a Makuyim de Kishtar? There's a din of Kivin Shehigit, so for Shteitzach, they're not Nemot. How could they say the Shtar is made on Halvo? And they're saying, no, there was a Shtar without Halvo. And there's no Migo, there's no Pesha also, there's nothing. So Fashteitzach, that they're not Nemon. The Gemara says Pshita, so that can't be Pshat and Rav Nachman.
Voidem Abba Ravashi Komar De'ein Nemonim, Mishum Deleinit En Lichtoiv. Abba Ravashi says, the only reason they're not Nemon, Mishum Deleinit En Lichtoiv. Bibiksav Yodim Yaitzim Okemacha, Afilu Nitin Lichtev Pshita Dein Amonim, Afilu Nitin Lichtev, they're not Nemon. It's a din of Kivin Shehikit, how could they say against the Shtah?
So you have to say, Enksav Yodim Yaitzim Imokemacha. Vekoshe, so now if it's Enksav Yodim Yaitzim Imokemacha, so Lachere, they have a Migu. They have a Migu, that means they could have, they're the ones that are Mekayim the Shtah. They didn't have to be Mekayim the Shtar, and they say it's an Emes the Shtar, but it's an Amone, it's a Maido. Vekoshe da Mailo Mehemni b'migu, da Rav Nachman gufe isle leel migu lifse la Shtar. Rav Nachman holds that a migu can pass la Shtar. De koma, because we hear an Omed Aleph, if the loive, moide b'shtar shekos, the loive says it's a good Shtar, but I paid up. Is ki also le kamo le dina amrine lo zil milkai zilu kai mishto reiche vechusa le dina. So the Rav Nachman told the Malva, listen, that what the loiva was moide, that it's a good star, that's nothing. He's finding it's parua. So he's nemo to taino parua b'migo de mizuye. If you'll be mekayim de star, then he doesn't have a migo. If you're not Mekayim the Shtar, he's Nemo. The Memulim and Purim Migo, the Mezuyev. V'chol Shkein Eidim. Eidim. Dalimi Laru Yishtar. Kedom B'Mishemes. We had this on Tosfos Amud Aleph. That Eidim are Alimi Laru Yishtar. It's better than a Baldovo. So Memele. So why aren't Edim Nemon, according to Rav Nachman, to say, Amono hayud voreinu, amigo? The Tiritzri, the Hainu Taime, the Moidor, hoyul Moidim, Shahashtar, Nichtav, Venimsa, Kehil Chosay. The Moide, by the Shtar Mekach, it was written properly, was nimsa properly. That means the maise hashtar was done properly. But we're saying, we're being megal anu yediyah, but he was forced to do it. So we are saying against what the shtar is saying. That means in the shtar, there was a proper ksibis hashtar, ksibis hashtar. They're telling us azaitik yediyah, and because of this yediyah, the shtar, there was no mekach from this shtar. Eine time the medo hoyl um moidim shashtar nichta v'nimsar kel chosay. Shuv loy osi al pe um mora lishtore. So memele, now that what they're saying now, which through this they want to shter the shtar, they can't shter the shtar. Afilu b'migu, even with amigu. Let's just go a little further. So Taisu says, so what we heard of this at Anusim Ayinu, Ktanim Ayinu. So there the din is they are Nemon. She'ein moidim shahoyo shtar kosher klal. Because they're saying it's apostle shtar. They're saying that they were Ktanim. They're saying they were Anusim. Ela sois renoi soi. They're saying, like we hear Taisva said at the beginning of Sigle Choshev Kiyum Klal. That means they're saying that it's not a shtar. They're saying, Sav Yadeinu Avadusim Ayinu. Le Choshev Kiyum Klal. You don't have a shtar. That means after
we take into consideration whatever they're saying. So in other words, they're saying there's no shtar. That's what they're saying. And there's a din peshos or peshit. So you can't make a kiyum and then I won't believe. You have to hear how the kiyum was said. It's a kiyum ksav yidei navoktanim ayinu, nusim ayinu, loichoshev kiyum klau. So now they can tear the shtaivu because they have a migul. Elisais ramoisai, hilkach mehemni b'migul. You can't say that what they're saying now cannot shter the shtar. They're saying there never was a shtar. So memele, so there's a din peshos, a peshehiter. They're the ones that are being mekayim the shtar. And they are saying that there never was a shtar. So memele, so there's no shtar. But over here, in the Etzim Shtar, they're not saying, they're saying it was Nichtav, V'nimsa Kil Chosoy. They're saying, Moidim Shashtar Nichtav V'nimsa Kil Chosoy. The Shtar was written, Api Hilchi Shtar. They're just coming to tell us a Yediyah that the Shtar didn't make a Chalois Mekach because he told us he was forced to do it. So here there's a klal loy osi al peh umorah l'shtore. He says, the shtar speaks for itself. Klal, what the lomdus is, agavuchid the Tosfos Rid, he makes two tamid. One time he says, v'kivin shehigid shuvay nechayzer amagid. There's a kivin shehigid over here. V'sud loy osi al peh umorah l'shtore. It seems there are two tainus over here. There's a din of kivin shehigid. That means the shtar is saying there was a mekach. It was nichta v'nimsa kel chosoy. So the shtar is saying that there was a mekach. Now you're saying, but let me tell you what was told to us before the shtar was written. So with that I want to be oiker the shtar. There's a din of kivin shehigid. Vesu, and then there's another lomdus. The loy osi al peh mori l'shtore. The shtar is a document that is made on a certain inyan, and there's a klal loy osi al peh mori l'shtore. That is by Moido, because there was nichtav v'nimsa kil chosoy. The Moicha wrote the shtar, it's written midas, the Moicha and himself to the Lekeach. What about the Amone? What's by Amone? Nami nire deine time ed loy mehem de l'rav Nachman. Also, that's the same reason. The loy mare l'shtor, loy osi al per mare l'shtor, hoyul umoidim, shashtar nichtav, Kedin midas haloive, even though it wasn't nimsa kedin, again, they gave it over to the malve, which they weren't allowed to do. That's besides the point. They gave over novel. But al koponim, there was a shtar that was nichtav kehil chosoy. And so memele, and now I'm saying the shtar is not telling me anything, because there never was a halvo. Doi meforish taime damone mishum dloi niten likosa, vela ma'ba ravashi, said dishtik teure, that's lo niten likosa, and o de mesa matzmei roshe, that's what ma'ba ravashi said, that's what Rav Sheshe said before. Rav Nachman didn't mention one word. Rav Nachman said, meido in amone, not nemon, so it seems the same reason. Avlam Nachman tam amone o meido shneim shove. Boho de Israel Rav Nachman de nemen loima peruo bemigo de mizuye. So Taisvi says, I just had a shtik teira. Anusim ayinu, I said there never was a shtar. Ktanim Ayinu, there never was a shtar. So then there's Layosi Alper Umor, so then there's not called Layosi Alper Umor Lashtar, because Lafi Dvori, there never was a shtar. Masha Enkein, Amone, Moido, there is a shtar, and I'm saying against the shtar. Not Nemon to be Oike the shtar. Vaitachtoises, but Rav Nachman holds Perua Migl de Mizuyev is also Nemon. Over there, he's not Oike the shtar. I'm not saying it's a possible shtar, I'm saying it's a good shtar, but I paid. So they're not saying it ever was a shtar. V'hod the Isle Rav Nachman de Nemon Loima Perua Migl de Mizuyev, Chosnam Nami Loimora Lishtori Klau. He's not moral shtar. He's saying the shtar is a good shtar. I zich about the shtar. The zich was a halvo. I paid up the halvo. The shtar isn't meyid an piroin. It's a ichoch shtar chabiyodi my boy, but not the shtar. The shtar is meyid al halvo, and I'm moyded there was a halvo. I'm just telling you, there was a piroin also. Hilkach member b'migu. Ossi Shape Rav Nachman Kerabonon de Rameya. So Rav Nachman can also like the Rabbonon de Rameya. We hear a machloikis, the Rabbonon and Rameya, if Adam will say Anusim Ayinu, Ktanim Ayinu. Rabbonon say is Nemon, and Rameya says is not Nemon. So Toysu says Rav Nachman can hold like the Rabbonon, Anusim Ktanim, the Pshat is, they're saying there never was a shtar. Amonu Maido, there was a shtar, so that is a problem. Yosal per moril shtar. Vehi beraisa the mishemais. The beraisa and mishemais, the shtar amonu who said, the einu nemon, the boy lo ukmi kerameh. The Gemara says he goes according to Rameh. According to the Chachomim, there will be nemon. Rav Nachman mukil ol divrei hakel. But according to Rav Nachman, if according to the Chacham, you're not Nemon, because there's a new klal of Le'osi Alper Amor Lishtor. Fine. Let us go further. Now, the Gemara clears a shayla. Boi minei rove mi Rav Nachman. I says, Rav Nachman told us a yesod. There's a klal of Le'osi Alper Amor Lishtor. So now, Rove Esther Shaila from Rav Nachman, Tnai ho yu dvoreinu. What if they're saying there's a shtar mekach? And they said, there's a shtar mekach, that the Reuven is selling Shimon the Karke. But there was a Tnai, that the Karke will only be sold if Shimon will go to this and this place by this date. Then he's selling him the karke. Shimon has to do Reuven a favor. He's selling him the karke, but now you go to this and this place at this date. Al Capone and by this date, you have to go to this and this place. If you don't do it, I'm not selling you the karke. So, Memele, what is the din? Meido va'amona hainu taime de ka'okri le lishtor. We say this along this, le'osi alpeh. We have here a shtar, and the shtar doesn't say anything about these conditions. It says, Reuven is selling Shimon HaKarke. Now these Edom are coming and saying Edis, but you know, B'shas the Mekach, he made a Tanai, and if the Tanai won't be in the sky, it won't be a Mekach. So Memele, so just like Meido in Amone, he's not Nemon the Ka'okri Le'lishtore, Vainami Ka'okri Le'lishtore. So he's also Zoyke Dishtar, so there's a Klale Yossi Aper Mora Lishtore. He's made it that there's a Shtar. And now by being adding on this din, this statement that there was a Tnai, I'm Oike Dishtar. Oy Dilme Tnai Milsa Achitei. Tnai is a Milsa Achitei, it's not called an Akiris Ashtar. Meido is called an Akiris Hashar, Tnai Milsa Achitei. Omale, so Rav Nachman told Rove, ki osu lekamon ledinen, when they come to us, Omrinin, with such a case, Omrinin lohu, I tell the lekeach, zilu kaimut no aichu vechusa ledine. You be mekaim the tnai, and then we'll come to the entire, if he doesn't want to give you the kalke. But you first have to be mekaim the tnai. So memele, so in other words, Rav Nachman holds, tnai hoi dvareinu nemonim. We believe the Eidim. Now we'll see Rashi and Tosfos. So Rashi says, Nai hoyu dvoreinu, al tnai mochroloi. He sold them on a tnai, sheyasoloi kach vekach. That he should do this. V'loi reinu shekiyem loi tnai. I didn't see that he was mekayim that night. So I'm just telling you there was a tnai. I don't know if he was mekayim that night. V'zeh oimer, and the moiche says, loi kiyem li. He wasn't mekayim that night. V'ein emecha, it's not a mecha. And what does the Lekeach say? There never was a Tnai. I mean, a Tnai in my Yisrael, there was a Tnai. So the Gemara says, what's the law? Meidov amon, a time of my come amar, ein amonim, the kokile le shtore beidusan, said, by saying that it's a Meidov, the oikel, the shtar, that means if you have a star that's made, there was a mekach, you can't call me balpe and tell me that what, that there was a mekach, but there was a mesiras meido before, that's oiker the mekach. It's ochinami. He also the same thing. You can't tell me there was a tnai, that's oiker the mekach. This is not called an akira. This is not called an akira shtar. The moidim heim shtar emes. I'm not saying it's not a shtar. Elo shetnai hoya beinayim. I'm saying it's a good shtar. It's a shtar mekach. Vizu edis acheresi. This is another edis. That means this is a addition to the shtar. Not an akira to the shtar. I'm telling you, when the shtar was made, there was a tnai was spoken out, b'shas they made the shtar. I'm not being oiker, the shtar's a good shtar, the shtar can make mekach, but there's a condition that has to be nismale in order that it should make a mekach. It's a shtar that can make a mekach. If they won't, they'll be over the tnai. So the tnai will be mevatel the mekach. That means, I'm just telling you, there was a rider attached to the shtar. The shtar is a good shtar. The shtar can make mekach. I'm telling you, there was a tnai that was attached to it. If it will be mevatel the tnai, so the tnai will be oiker the shtar. So when I'm telling you there was a tnai, I'm just being moisif. I'm not being migareya. That means I'm not megareya what we have a shtar. I'm just being moisef. There was a tnai spoken out b'shas ksivas hashtar. So memele the shtar is bekoyach lahaknoi. I'm not oike the shtar, but I'm just being moisef and explaining that there was a tnai also said b'shas maise. If he's mevatel the tnai, so the bitla tnai is oike the shtar. I'm not saying anything against the shtar. I'm just informing that a tnai was made. V'zu eidis acheresi, u'shtore memele mi'ake la'achas man, is the gils of the Rishas, be'im shelo yekayim tnoi bismanoi, be'im. If he won't be mekayim the tnai bisman, it shall be neka, but that's, I'm not saying that it's a possible shtar. I'm just being moisif that there was a tnai made b'shas asiyas hashtar. Ki osu lekamon lekuchais she'edeyem me'idim she'tnai hoyu debreim. So Rav Nachman said, amrinin luhu, we tell them, zilu kaimu tnoaichu lebailim, v'chusu ledine im ya'akev shuv akarke. Then I'll take them to din teire, but not edim say that there was a tnai. Let us see Taisvist, the first half of Taisvist. That's the second half we have to learn the Gemara weiter. Vaidil metnai mil sachiti. Perish ledova achahein boim. They're coming for another purpose. V'loy lahakiras hashtar, not coming to be oike the shtar, l'yosa alpeh mori l'shtar means if they're coming against the shtar. Ele tois v'zba'omet, they're just adding on something, they're adding on another bit of information. Shemefoshim Eidusin Hayach. They're explaining how the Eidus was. Va'at hashtekayim ashtar. The shtar is a good shtar. We're not saying it's a apostle shtar. It's a good shtar. Ve'enei neker imis kayim atnai. Fakert. You can be bekayim the tnai. So we're not saying that it's not a good shtar. We're just saying you have to do something. That's all. That was the hotmach. If you don't do it, so the tnai is like the shtar. Hilkach ein kan hayros hashtar. So this is not called hayros hashtar. He says the Rav Nachman that was machadish le'osi yarpe umora le'lishtore. That's dafke by meido. But tnai is not called hayros hashtar. I'm saying it's a good shtar. I'm just adding that you have to do something. If you don't do it, so the bitala tnai will be oike the shtar. Now, before we see further Tosfos, let's learn the Gemara further. Eid Oimer Tnai, ve'eid Oimer Einoi Tnai. Here's a Mordeke Gemara over here. Here they are Shtar Mekach. The two Eidem Achsumim come, and they say, Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh. But one aide said, Ksav Yodeinu Zeh, and that's all. Didn't say anything else. The other aide said the same Pisgum, Ksav Yodeinu Zeh. But there was a Tanai. He's just telling us there was a Tanai. Now what happens now? Omar of Vedoima Einei Tanai. Einei Tanai, the Mephoshim say, not he's saying there wasn't a Tanai. He doesn't know about a Tanai. He's not Makrishim. But I don't know, you say he spoke out at night. I don't know about that. I'm unaware of it. I just know I signed on the Mecca. If he was talking with him and he made up at night, I don't know. So one aide is saying there was a Tanai, and the other aide says that I don't know about it night. Both of them are saying Ksav Yodeinu Zeh. So Omar Rav Poppe, Tavayu Bishtore Ma'alye Komishadi. Now, both of them are saying it's a kosher shtar. That is no difference of opinion between them. Both of them are saying it's a shtar mecca. So you have a shtar mekuya. Vahai de koma tnai, the one that says it's a tnai, have a luhuchat. So there's one eight saying that there was a tnai. That means I have two Eidim saying that it's a Bekuyim de Kishtar, that I have two Eidim. So it's Bekuyim de Kishtar. I have one Eid saying that there was a Tnai. Ein Dvorov shel Echod b'mokim Shnai. Come back to this, but Maskif lo Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. Ihochi. It's the way you're saying, Afulu Tavayu Nami. So Afulu of both Eidim will say, Tnai Hoyudvoreinu, they also shouldn't be Nemon. Elo Amrinan Hani Lemeker Sadusayu Kosi. If two Eidim say, Tnai Hoyudvoreinu, they're Meker, they're Eidis. Hainami Lemeker Sadusayu Kosi. We pass Rav Yeshua. Now let us see Rashi. We have to explain this Gemara. But let's first see Rashi. Tavayu bishtore ma'alye komisadi. Shneyem me'idim shashtar emes.
Tavayu bishtore ma'alye komisadi. Zukt Rashi, Shneihem Meidim Shahashtar Emets, both of them are saying that the Shtar is Emets. Vikamois Shahu Kosuv, in the way it is written, Beloitnai Chasmu. Both of them are saying that the way it was written, and was written without a Tnai, Chasmu, they chasmed on a shtar that was written without a Tnai. So two people are saying, hey, this, we wrote on the shtar that was written without a tnai. We chasmed on the shtar that was written without a tnai. So that's a kiyum on the shtar. V'hai dekoma tnai chatu v'neinema laker shtar. So he's not Nemon Laker Shtar, Sheshneyem Chasumim Boy. Both of them are Chosum on this Shtar. He can be Oiker the Shtar. Ihochi. So Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua said, if you're saying that their Edis is Shashtar Emes, Uchemois Shuhu Kosuv, the way it was written, Beloitnai Chosmu, that means that we're Mekayim the Shtar, the way it was written, Ihochi Afilu Tavayu Nami, Elo Omrino, Ihochi. So Rashi explains like this, the Kivin Sheheyid Al Ksav Yodoi, you said, that the one who says Tnai Hoyu Dvoreinu, since he was Meir Alksav Yodoi, Osiso Loze Echod Mimkayim Hashtar, so you made him a Mekayim Hashtar, Kimoish Shuhu Kosu Beloit Tnai. So he's Mekayim the Shtar, the way it is written, Beloit Tnai. I mean, what the Shaila is this Yoksav Yad? He says yes. So he's Mekayim Ashtar that was written without a Tnai. Vahavalu Eidov Shnai. So you said there are two Eidim that are saying Eidis that the Shtar was written. The Shtar was written Kamoshu Hukosu Beloi Tnai. Ve'edis achroine divrei echad b'mokim shnayim. And now he says, Nayed v'reinu, so he's saying, keneged the kiyam of the two Eidim. One of them was himself. So, Mar Baravashi asked, afilu tavayu nami omri tnai hoyed v'reinu. So let's say both of them would have said, Nay hoyed v'reinu. That was the case of Rav Nachman to begin with, the first case. Loi lehem nu. So you also shouldn't believe. The kivin shehidu al ksav yodo, since they were made on the ksav yad, kaimu hashtar kimoish shehu kosu. So that means when both of them when both of them say, Rav Nachman said, if both of them said, Tnai hoyu dvoreinu, is nemonim. That's called nemonim. So let's understand this halach. How do you understand this halach? If you tell me in the kiyum of ksav yodeinu, we are saying that this is our ksav yad of the shtar, kimoishahu kosu, that means we chasmed the way it was written. So v'chi omri tnai hoyu dvoreinu havelu magidim v'choysim magidim. That means if you say in their kiyum, the kiyum is that we chasmed on this shtar kemoishahu kosu. That's what the kiyum is. We chasmed on this shtar the way the shtar is written. And the shtar was written without a tnai, so that's the kiyum. We chasmed on the shtar without a tnai. So Mamela, if both of them say later that there was a Tanai, so why isn't there a Chasol of Chayzer and Magid? If in their Kiyum, we say in their Kiyum, it lies a Kiyum on the Shtar Kemoishu Kosu, that that's shot in the Kiyum. Sav Yadeinu was there, so we're being Mekayim a Shtar, the way the Shtar is written, and the Shtar is written without a Tanai. So Mimela, when they're saying later that there was a Tanai, Havalo Megidim V'chayzrim U'magidim. So why did Rav Nachman say that we believe that? Ela al kolchacho. So you have to say, lavchsim imikuyemisi. There never was a kiyum of the shtar the way it was written. The kiven de teuchke de dibu maski dibereye. They're saying, ksavio deinu va omri. So the kiyum of the shtar, the way it was niskayim in Bezin, was that it wasn't a kiyum. This it was a kiyum, but there was this. This is a shtar, but a tnai was spoken out b'shas tiksivis hashtar. So you don't have a kiyum of a shtar without a tnai. K'moishu kosu. If you say Kamoishu Kosov, that the Kiyum means we Mikayim Aksav Yod, so that's Kamoishu Kosov, that's it. And so then there's the din of Kim and Shehigit. So why the Nemun according to Rav Nachman? So Al Kolchoch, this is a Shiyur in the Kiyum. It's a Kiyum with a but. This is Ksav Yodeinu, but Toich Yedei Dibur, they said, since Teichkidei Dibo, the Goymer, what they're saying, V'omrin, they're saying, Avotnayoyu B'neim, Omrinon, so we say, Hani Lemekel Sadusayu Shomuk Savyadeinu Kosu. That means this is an akire on the kiyum. It's takik savyodeinu, but the savyodeinu, but there was a tnai in the shtar. Veloyma loicha samnu el al menashe yikayim es a tnai. That means our kiyum is coming with an addition to the kiyum. It's not a kiyum savyodeinu. Savyodeinu, so finished. No, listen what we're saying. Teich de dibo to the kiyum, we said, but a tnai was agreed upon, b'shas ksivas hashtar. Loi chosam no menashe yekayim es a tnai. V'kivin de tnai milsach iti, she'ena okros el ha'ach hazman, so Rashi says as follows. Before we had a shaila, if they're saying against the shtar, so then there's le'osi alpe amore le'lishtore. Here they're saying, that's why I couldn't Rav Nachman, Rav Nachos medo hoyu dvareinu einam namonim. Le'osi yalpe amore le'lishtore. That means if there was a shtar mekach, and now we're saying alpe, there wasn't a shtar mekach because it was a mesira sedor b'foneinu. And not nemon. Le'osi yalpe amore le'lishtore. But if they said, t'nai hoyu dvareinu, so they're not being oike the shtar, not being going to the shtar, they're saying it's a good shtar, a fill of idvareinu, but we're mice if there was a tnai. So that's not called a morelei l'shtore. Finished. So in morelei l'shtore, a tnai is not a morelei l'shtore. Fine. But now, that's what we're speaking about by their saying that there was a tnai, is that called a nekire to the shtar? No, that's not called nekire to the shtar. We're saying it's a good shtar. But it's necessary to be mekayim at night. That's not called an akira to the shtar. But now there's a new shaila. In our kiyum, do you have a kiyum gomul?
Or do you have a kiyum? When we hear the kiyum ksav yodeinu, you have to hear from our kiyum, it's ksav yodeinu, not the way the shtar was written. You have to hear from me the way I'm a kiyum the shtar. I'm saying ksav yodeinu, but teich yedei diba, I'm saying this was a shtar that was made with a tnai. So if you accept my kiyum, accept it the way I'm telling it to you. Don't make shtikla. Don't divide it up. That's b'shas the kiyum. This becomes an intricate part of the kiyum. It's ksav yodeinu, but don't say k'moy shehi kosuv. I'm telling you no. Don't look at only the words that were written. You have to read between the lines. I'm telling you what was said b'shas the ma'isa mecha. B'shas the mecha atnai was spoken out. So therefore, Hani lemeka sadisayu shabuk ksav yodeinu hu kosi. This is an akira of the ksav yodeinu. Veloima loicha samnu. It's not kemoishu kosu. Elo loicha samnu. The kiyum is almanashi kaimas atnai. The kiyum is atnai milsachitu sheino oikros. It's not oike de shtar. Elo lachas man loidomi lemeido vemone. Mehemni de edis bifnei atzmai. Hainami, kisiyem va'omar, so the mail, so ma baravashi said a meir de kizach. Ravunabred of Yeshua said a meir de kizach. So if it is a klishis in the kiyum, that means it's not called, it's a kiyum gomo. You have to hear from them, it's a kiyum, but it was a kiyum with a tnai, that there was a tnai in the asiyas hashtar. Leichasam no menashe yikayim es a tnai. Is hainami, so he says when the two people that were mekayim the shtar, and one of them says that there was a tnai. Is hainami kisiyim va'om a tnai hava oka lachsim es yodesh. You don't have two people making kiyum, and that one is saying there was a tnai. You have one person making a kiyum, and the other one is saying there was a kiyum with a tnai. So that's his kiyum. You don't have a bigger kiyum than that. Kisiyim va'om a tnai hava oka lachsim es yodesh. He's just saying lechasamti el menaskein. The kiven the islon the milsachiti ushtarem memeleke ishtakach the ein bishtachos from eloidechot. That means you only have a kiyum of a shtar without a tnai, only one. The second one is you have to take him. You don't have a shtar without a tnai from the second one, so you only have one eight. So how can you say it's chad b'mokim shnayim? Now just let's finish Taisvis. Avol ein leforish milsa achite hi legamri. Now Taisvis said pshat in Taisvis said pshat in Rav Nachman. Milsa achite means it's an addition to what is written in the shtar. So therefore, it's not called it's the shtar is kayim, and it's an addition, it's a hisafet. Aval ein leforish milsa achite hi legamri v'loy shayach leidusin orishoinem. Not that is, that it's a complete different thing, and it's nothing to do with their eidus. K'moishim hoyimidim shuparua sheheinem onim. That's what it means, my milsa achite. That is nothing to do with the Eidus. Dimkei mai porech besomach afilu trei nami. That by trei also we shouldn't believe them. The kiven that nai milsa achite hi legami. This is something else legamri. Is trei nemonim afilu b'ksav yodam yoitzim amokem acha. So then the reason trei anemon is because they're not speaking b'chol about the shtar, they're speaking about a zaitik kizach. The shtar is a shtar. And then we're saying something else happened. So just like by perua, if we'll be ksav yodam yoitzi mimokimach and they're saying perua, so there's any problem? This has nothing to do with the shtar, this is a zaitik kizach. some in Mele, the Nemen Afilu, Engsav, Afilu, Xav Yodim Yoitzim Mokemachem. Aval Chad Loyle Maimeloch, Leimem, and Keched Leimem, Leimem Peru, Lakach Nirikid the Pirashti. So Taisvis says, if you'll, they say, two mahalchim, how to say pshat in milsachite. The first mahalach milsachite means, nai milsachite, that means it's not called your oike the shtar, it's only called I'm adding on to the shtar. I'm explaining how the shtar was done. The akire is a milsachite. The nai is an intricate chalik of the shtar. But akir is a milsa achite, that means memele becomes nekar. But I'm adding on to the shtar. So that is not called an akiris hashtar. But if you say the etzim tnai is called a milsa achite, and that's why it has nothing to do with the shtar, so then the dimyon of the gemore, why two are nemon and one is not nemon, is no dimyon whatsoever. That this is a, this has nothing to do with the shtar. The shtar is meyed and mekach. And now we're telling you a new thing. So just like if a shtar is meyed and halvom, we'll tell you parati. So it will be demon. It's nothing to do with the shtar. If one aid will say parat, gonish mit gonish, one aid is not nemon. To say as aitik is after that nemon is a parati. So Mamela the same thing by Tnai also. Two are Nemon and one are not Nemon. So that's why Taisva says, Pshat is differently. Not, it's called a Zaitik Izach. It's a Hemshech with the Kiyum. It's a Sofa on the Kiyum. But it's not called a direct Akirah.